Now the story of a wealthy family.
So here we are with the cast of Arrested Development. There they are. They all have mics. Want to say hi, everybody?
Hi.
Hello.
I meant individually, but... So we're talking about Beef Consommé, which was the last episode of our initial order. So we were kind of saying goodbye here. We didn't know if we'd see each other again.
Oh, there's Jason Bateman.
No.
Look, there's Marta, too.
Yeah, she doesn't like to be called Marta, too.
Yeah, but that's what we call her.
Hey, will there
if you
be
look, can I show something real quick? That's Lindsay on the bottom, Michael and Job in the middle, and Tobias on top. Sorry.
Oh, never noticed that.
Yeah.
This show is full of stuff like that, where if you go back and rewind, you find little tittle bits.
Yeah, you ought to check it out, David. It's a pretty good show.
I keep hearing that.
It doesn't lend itself to commentary.
Henry Winkler is great in this show.
What are you, his agent?
Looks remarkably like the Fonz. Check it out.
I can't even understand what's happening with all the goings on here. Maybe
I should. I can't hear it.
Well, there's a picture to look at too. It's a visual reminder.
Yeah. You're on screen now and you're speaking. Waiting to
hear about Marta and this. There's
Gob.
Hey, wait! Why are you guys all groaning?
No, that was
my unpleasant memories.
Part.
Listen, guys, listen. Don't talk. Don't talk over my lines. You don't look
so desperate, you know. Mitch, can that be my hair length for the start of the new season?
You know, I like you square.
I know, but that's not too short. Don't you think?
Doesn't look a little puffy to you, no?
Don't call me puffy.
Jesus, Bateman, you think with all that bike riding, you know, that you might
slow down? I thought we were supposed to talk about the show.
All right.
Jason, you're superb in this scene.
Oh, Mitch.
I don't care if nobody seconds it.
This is Jason's real life wife. His wife in real life.
He's great in this episode.
Guys, I'm getting red. To honor
family. Yes. How many people do you think actually know that this is a different Marta from the first Marta?
I knew it.
Everyone.
Everybody on TWOP knows it.
Because I just figured that out just now.
Everybody with
eyes.
Next
season, are we going to have another Marta?
It'd be great to just... Like Menudo, switch them out.
Yeah.
Keep them coming.
I suppose I could have chosen a non-Hispanic reference, but
yeah, I think that was.
That was a very
hands on the face.
That was a very difficult scene for that actress because you repelled her. Yeah. She did
right.
Not
she
care
was sick
for you
to her
at all.
Stomach.
Oh, don't take it off.
Oh,
no,
this
here
singing.
Comes Will.
Oh God,
can you sing with it, Will?
Oi.
You're trying to get that entire performance on this DVD that you're singing.
To be honest, I just lost my place. I have such a bad sense of time that I couldn't do 5, 6, 7, 8.
That's believable.
The other man's wand.
Yeah.
Somewhat heavy symbolism.
Not hot wrong, you know, regular wrong. I gotta tell Job.
Not my favorite joke.
The writing on this is pretty weak.
The writing is just horrendous. No.
Now, Tony, what's going through your mind right now when you're shooting this scene? Did you come to the set no matter what's being shot there 24/7? Yeah. What are you thinking?
There's our little girl. How adorable is this
child? Oh, there she is.
Oh, we love her. She's so pretty.
She's so sassy. Pippi Longstocking.
Oh,
and her mother.
Show. Mom.
Look at that.
Oh, and now you're mocking me. You selfish country.
How did that ever make
her
out of the air?
Yeah.
Shocking.
I don't know.
David that really didn't know that she was there.
Oh, look at that. That was a funny scene.
There's
very
Michael
funny.
Good shirt.
Sarah.
On the screen. That's you on the screen.
Third
that's
favorite shirt. Tobias shirt.
That's you, Michael, right there.
I have a feeling that's Carl Weathers. Hang on.
Pajamas.
And he was such a professional, we actually had him call.
Great guy.
Flew him in.
Don't talk to me about my mom. She's crazy. Both of them are.
If you could see Allie's hair right now, it's beautifully blown out.
She turned 27 over the break.
She's like Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, she's on the cover of Cosmo this week.
Okay, one of my favorite George Michael moments in the whole series right here.
It's one of my favorite shirts.
Really?
But maybe that's very, very right.
Oh, my God.
Here's a good Will moment.
And this is the writers. All the writers love this
And
show.
This is your own shirt, right?
Hey, is your dad
dozens of times.
Oh, that, yeah.
Dozens of times.
Yeah.
Hey, Job.
There's a little sound effect there.
Marta call?
Sure has.
There's suspense music in there.
How handsome is Will Arnett, people?
Oh.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
He's our hunk. Why not?
Which one? Will. Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, 2 hours in the earlier. Makeup chair, that's what we'll get you.
And the new nose doesn't hurt.
No. Well, that's two hours on set and 2 hours at home before I get there.
By the way, that fridge smells like hell.
Yeah, it's so gross. Answer the phone, that doesn't happen. And it's all because of you, front that all.
I love this joke.
Brothers. Now all I gotta do is find this Hermano.
Knows all of every language but Spanish.
And he lives in a.
There he is.
Sweet Tony Hill.
A little known fact, Tony brings his own wardrobe.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Tony is so funny in this scene.
Well, not this one.
Remember at one point this was I let my fist do the fisting?
Yes. We did like eight different takes on that.
Yes.
Remember?
Yeah, one of the things everybody at home should know is this, it's written a lot bawdier and then it gets cut down to Hey, rich kid, give me your
lunch. Now who's this? This kid
who's that in the bear suit?
More hair.
That's what I was wondering. It'd be good.
Yeah, but
I would have liked to have commented there.
That's Mark Harmon in the bear suit. Little known fact.
I didn't know that.
He loves the show. He wanted to be a part of it.
I want to dance. Aww. I want to make love to a woman. Gets,
oh, that's
look
sweet,
at that. Buster.
And he means it. He really means it.
My face sucked it.
Oh. By the way, it should be known also that you don't want to be in the receiving end of Tony Hale because he does have incredible strength.
Oh, absolutely.
That's not even a joke. That's true.
I know.
Tony is
oh my God.
Well, Tony and
there
David
is.
Are the least like their
Jessica
characters, I would say.
Walter.
JW.
Oh my God.
It's tomorrow at 4:30.
How gorgeous you look, Jessica.
I know.
You know, you guys are really kind, but
you could be the spokesperson for Southern California Edison.
Do it, Jessica.
What would that sound like, Jessica?
Southern California Edison, the power behind peace of mind.
Sign me up.
We have it. Print that. Moving on.
I love that fake out. I don't know how intentional that was, David, but your feet up in the air and you think it's the kid, and then it turns out it's Tobias.
I love the scenes between Tobias and George Michael.
I love the shirts, the way they don't match.
I don't know why. Do you have a hard time keeping a straight face with him? You never seem to break.
No, I was going to say. You. Go ahead.
What's that?
I was going to say you never break.
Yeah, I don't break.
That's because he's a
professional, David. I
prize myself
on not breaking.
Well, you're soulless.
Well,
I mean,
you
in a
should.
Wonderful
yeah,
way.
You're
you have to have a soul to break.
Well, exactly. Listen.
Or else what's breaking, really?
The little known singer, Michael Cera, is 37 years old. He's been playing kid parts his whole life. You'd lose your soul.
You're the only cast member that doesn't get high before we start shooting. So that probably helps.
That helps a lot.
The big question is, how tall is Michael Cera going to be next season?
Perfect performance, David.
Yeah.
Perfect performance in this speech.
God bless you.
Is just
tell it to the Emmy committee. Oh, you guys here? We got nominated for seven Emmys.
That's
today.
Real.
Yay. Yay.
Yeah. Jeffrey Tambor, outstanding supporting actor.
Yay!
Yeah, he's a great supporting actor.
Our fearless leader.
Mitchell Hurwitz.
Mitchell.
Who? Our show. Our
writing.
Show.
Writing. Yeah, I know.
So excuse us, audience. We're all on a particularly big high today.
We're riding the seven Emmy nomination high.
And we're also particularly, like, legitimately high.
Right.
It's great. Well, the audience will hear this once we've already lost all our seven Emmys.
Oh, yeah.
That's so it'll
be an extra level of irony.
What? Oh, no for seven.
This is a great little piece of business.
Did you come up with that little piece of business, Will?
Mitch, how did that come about? We were just
talking
about
around. Yeah.
He'd
I know
eat
that
raw
my
pasta.
Entire childhood, every time I was at my father's for custody weekend, we'd just eat raw pasta and
oh my God.
Martini olives. There was nothing in the house.
Oh, that's hysterical.
You mean it's not true that there are no limits to which we will not go for a laugh on this program?
It's too bad because in real life, I will get naked at the drop of a shoe. But this character doesn't allow me to.
No, he got naked once.
Look at the notice on the fridge back there, a tie back to another episode to tell us to get groceries.
Oh, look at those red lips.
You know Hermano?
Ooh.
We artificially redden Tony Hale's lips, everyone should know.
Will's getting angry. Watch out.
Hermano means brother.
Final take here.
Sounds like Hermano is about to get his ass kicked.
Ooh.
Well, this is what I said I wanted. All right, let's get it over
the
with.
Sound.
And
you had to end the joke. There's no end to that joke. You know?
Hey, what happened to the commercial?
They're releasing those separately. You're not the brother Marta's cheating on me with. Strike that unfunny comment I just made.
You know, there is a guy who plays her older brother on her show.
Jeffrey, this has been one of your better performances all throughout.
It's minimalist.
All through this scene.
Very simple. It's very simple.
I considered doing a double take numerous times through this scene.
Really? And Jeffrey taught you how to do a double take.
Yes.
Right?
He does a quadruple, not often
triples.
Used in competition.
Jeffrey does triples.
Not often used.
It's a great little overlap at the end of the scene that you can barely hear that Tony and Jason do.
What is it?
Damn it, she's right.
Let's do it, okay. It's just like a little funny finish.
What? Get this. She may be cheating on him with the guy who plays her brother. I mean, I still like her, but we're going to have to deal with this.
I got to go stop him.
And I've got a blue sweater to steam.
In the art director.
Good luck.
Oh, yeah.
Good luck and thanks.
This day, we shot this the day we found out we got picked up for the back nine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right out here. I went right from there on the Segway into the writer's room, and Mitch was there and said, you got picked up.
I'm really actually happy there.
You rode in on the Segway.
On the elevator.
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah. My first scene ever with Michael Cera.
Yeah, and there was a little more at the door
there.
This is
the first scene?
The scene Emmy viewers did not get.
Wait, what?
I mean, they got it, but they just didn't get it.
They chopped up.
And there was a kettle boiling on there, and it was.
You asked him if he wanted to play a game, and he said, no, I didn't come over to play with
I know, believe me.
A domino set from 1946.
Yeah.
They also cut out in the middle of this in the speech. They cut something out, which was the funny part, but anyway.
See, every once in a while.
which was your bit. Yeah.
Every once in a while, Michael, I can see you looking at the cue cards, and that's.
That's
not good.
Bad acting.
Yeah. There's Mitch Hurwitz right there. Well, we got him in there.
And the long hair.
This is Mitch Hurwitz, right, who's the writer. The guy on the right.
Is this the soap opera guy that died?
Oh,
no. That was the other guy.
No, okay.
This is the hardest thing for me to do, to fake losing a fight. I've never lost a fight.
Wow.
What kind of?
This guy. He died.
He did not.
If he's alive, then listen.
I mean, this is my favorite. Lucky and he'll die before the DVD comes out. But he hasn't died.
I know
it's true.
This was my favorite scene that we shot all year, I think.
And the touching music in it.
It was so ridiculous, and we kept laughing doing it, Jace. Remember that?
Yeah. In a soap opera.
Well, would you say go for it?
It's soap opera music.
It was so absurd.
What do these guys remember?
Look at that.
This?
Just ate a baby. Look at my neck.
That's the last time you let us shoot you horizontally.
You'll never get me in that position. I've got neck standing up.
That's pretty bad.
Subtle take, man. That and a plot point, you know? A tough one.
Oh. Look at that.
My brother said.
It's go time.
She's Venezuelan. Wow. That actress. She's Venezuelan. From
beautiful,
Venezuela.
Beautiful. She's a
Patricia
the cover girl model for Latino countries.
And here's why the Latino countries are picketing.
Look
us.
At that.
Exactly.
Look at that shot.
Yeah. Oh. You had to cut. You cut the penetration shot. This is all actually postcoital.
The character of Michael is always on the bottom. It's interesting. It's little known.
There's a part that was left on the editing room floor. You can actually see Bateman's sex face.
It's a good
How
one.
Gorgeous is Portia de Rossi?
Mama.
She is hot.
Yeah.
This was all shot
Cross,
in one take.
If only.
Cross, you've made out with her. What's it like?
It's good. I mean, it's a bit Australian for my taste.
I mean,
but it's hot,
good.
Right?
It's a lot of lip. A lot of lip.
Pretty sweet.
She's our fashion icon.
Shot with one camera, so we couldn't cut it. We couldn't cut anywhere. And the scene is shorter than we'd want it to be because the whole thing was like 8 minutes. And, of course, the show is 20. So they have a
different. Yeah, well, it's not normal. And ignoring it isn't going to make it go away.
Wasn't there something where it was like the first time you referenced the camera in this?
Yes, that's right.
Right.
That's right. Very good.
And then that
good call.
Yeah, I remember things.
Yeah.
I hang on to that stuff.
My kids today, you got to watch out for that.
Michael accidentally made a good point.
Where is the reference?
Does it happen anymore?
No, it's cut. It was at the end of the scene because it was another like 2 minutes later. And funny, it was a long time.
Yeah. It was us closing the door.
Yeah.
Now you see right here. This is where I'm now just leaving my house.
You're on the 10.
Yeah. Driving in.
Oh my God.
Jeffrey, what's your driver's name?
Well, which one? Before the pickup?
Wednesday's driver.
Moisha?
Allie is playing a very earnest role. Her one moment of being kind of the victim, in a way, in this whole series.
Do it. Do it.
Do it. Get
so
her.
Are
get
they
her.
Ever going to get together, these
oh,
two?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's really none of our business.
No.
Jessica.
Oh, you mean the characters.
Jessica, if you remember, you and I were here, and then Tony came in, and we had to do like five takes. Tony kept cracking up when he came in with the band.
Yes, this is true. Hey, there's our guy.
Jeffrey.
There he is.
I'm here, Dad. I can't believe no one showed up.
The Job-father relationship is fantastic. He's just...
I'm so glad you were able to finally get a Jewish character on TV.
That's actually my my yarmulke.
You get a rental on that?
Well, I gave.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, our Henry, oh,
we
adore
Henry.
Him.
I think I'm going to get off. That's like a joke.
Henry's
like
sometimes
20s, you know, that's
barely holding together some takes. Henry, like a, when he comes rushing in.
Henry has never been better than he is in our show.
Oh, he's so great.
Anywho.
Anywho.
What's our plan?
What's the plan?
You're our lawyer.
It's a figure of speech. You're going to be fine.
Until they find
this,
out.
This is hysterical.
This
could not keep a straight face.
You know that we had to have a scoring session. We had these guys bring in their big guitar roans and everything, and all we wanted was them to just make hit them against benches. Just for these little sound effects here.
I wasn't talking about you, Mom. I was talking about Marta.
She's right. The blue sweater does look pretty nice.
Very nice.
It does.
This, I couldn't keep a straight face.
Because I got news for you, pal. Marta's been interested in
you. Oh, yeah, that's right. You can see.
Wait.
His gang.
It's coming up.
We gotta bring these guys back. Michael. Just find out Buster's been hanging out with them.
I know. I saw him get out of the front door.
What? When?
That's where. Just now.
Yeah. It was right there. He kept saying, "What? When?" And
I saw you almost break again right there.
All rise. There's Mitch Hurwitz.
Hey.
There's Mitch.
I love the lens.
This is one of my favorite
lines. Chuck Martin.
Judge Ping.
Ping.
By the way. This guy,
he's been in a lot. His face looks really familiar. What else has he been in?
The O.J. trial.
The O.J. trial.
Jay Chandrasekhar directed this.
Here's a little camera reference right here.
Yes. Yeah, and Jay did a great job with this. Jay Chandrasekhar. I think he used it again in Club Dread. It was such a good.
Because the judge just said no cameras in the courtroom, so
yeah,
that was a good idea.
Yeah.
Waiting.
It's clever.
Waiting.
Very clever.
God, there's so much of this, so many jokes I don't get until I've watched it a third or fourth time.
I know, it's fun that way.
Look at you guys.
No stuntmen
you
here,
guys
people.
All right.
What really went on here?
I didn't
Will,
know.
Oh my God.
Will asked me to go easy on him like four or five times.
You know, I saw you guys practice this fight.
I was overwhelmed at how they did it.
The problem was it always ended in a kiss. And so we had to eventually just get a whistle.
The great part is, and Mitch had said to us when he wrote it, he's like, these guys have to be bad fighters. Like, they can't.
This is a real shitty fight.
Yeah, we're just slapping.
Actually, John Levenstein's idea.
It's okay.
Such a funny idea.
I love that you've made him a runner.
Jeffrey ran 3 miles before this scene just to get proper exhaustion.
And Jeffrey said, I said, why are you so? I said to Jeffrey, why are you so tired? And Jeffrey said, because I just ran 3 miles. And I said, why don't you just act?
Wow, that's really heavy.
We get
Yeah.
For
Lindsay and Tobias
as well. Yeah.
This
was the
people.
Second half of that shot.
Look at this.
Oh, yeah.
Very look at this.
Nice.
Ooh.
This is great.
Ooh.
Oh, nice legs, Damon.
We wanted to do this.
I really am. Portia will tell you, I really am naked just for acting.
And he really
sock.
Does wear that sock.
I don't.
Where you think he would?
It's just, I don't get the sock.
He got that.
Look at this.
Red Hot Chili Peppers fan.
Yeah, thanks.
Ooh.
Oh my God.
And Tobias, like Michael.
This was Jason's idea. That was Jason's idea to have run into the tree.
You know what? It's so real. It's scary.
There she goes.
With the rolling around to get on the ground.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Hey.
I really wanted to get out of there.
This
I was
grass
getting
was
nervous
very,
for
very
my voice.
Slippery.
It was so wet.
Hysterical.
Tony's excited face the whole thing. I love it. He's so happy.
The cowardice of Michael. He keeps going up trees.
Look how happy Tony is.
He waits till Tony's there, and then he jumps on.
Marta, what is wrong with you?
Tony.
I thought you were good people. I thought you were noble.
He's shockingly earnest in the scene. I mean, that's really, that's what was so great about
her. It's over. Both of you. It's over.
Wait, what about me?
I'm sorry, I'm not totally sure who you are.
That was great. Oh, that writing right there, that was one of our best.
Funny. Jason's hair looks perfect even after that.
That's nice.
God bless the gel.
What are we doing?
Hey, he's got the Eric Clapton rolled up sleeves look. Jason loves the 80s.
And I also like the fake hard breathing that keeps going.
His hair is fantastic.
I had to take an emergency sit down after this. This really wore me out.
Allie is highly underrepresented in this episode, and particularly in this scene.
Like, I couldn't get up here because I had a thing in my pants.
I'm not embarrassed. Flat,
I'm not embarrassed.
A thing?
Oh, my God.
Erection.
Oh, come on.
Oh, God. God.
Hey, but no, first of all, this is all moot because she never even got a chance to know me.
Moot.
No, well, we seldom
we
see
say
the
mute.
Three. No, moot, I think, is right, isn't it?
Is
no,
it?
Moot's right.
Moot,
yeah.
Yeah.
To punch
me in the face. Which is a law
seldom
term.
See the three.
Actually, a law term.
Yeah, it means debatable.
Yeah. It's actually the opposite of what you think it means.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Good.
Come to my website.
Well, that's a really uninteresting end to the commentary.
No, we've got the
oh, we got a biggie.
The tagger.
There we go. Yeah. Watch me. I'm laughing so hard.
Jason turns away. Watch Jason. He's going to turn away.
Look at this. I'm like, we're all.
David cut his own little loincloth.
Yeah,
right?
He really
he wanted
it.
Jason.
Was he really naked?
Really?
He didn't have anything on?
No. What did you have on?
I was like,
I have very little, just
little.
Over my.
Oh, my.
Like an inch and a half. Like an inch and a half.
I missed it.
I have a.
Tape.
Like a, I miss that day.
The size of a sugar package.
Yeah, I have a very tiny
a sweet and low packet.
Yeah, but like the small ones from Europe.
I brought in from home. I brought in from home.
Yeah.
See, we never see this because it always goes to commercial. We never see
the song and everything. It's great.
Yeah, good song.
Oh.
Yeah.
Imagine, guys. By the way, do imagine. Just imagine.